Hi, I'm Hillary Walsh, a serial entrepreneur, award-winning immigration lawyer, law professor, TEDx speaker, and raving Phoenix Suns fan. Over the past decade, I've helped thousands of immigrants live free in the United States. I'm talking work permits, social security numbers, green cards, their citizenship, VAWA, T visa, U visa, and lots of successful appeals. Here's the thing. Immigration law is super complicated and legal advice, well, it can be pretty expensive. So I created the Immigration Law Made Easy podcast to share my 10 plus years of experience with you for free. So if you're looking for tried and true, no BS, step-by-step strategies and tips on how to win your immigration case and live truly free in the United States, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's get started. Hi there, I'm immigration attorney Hillary Walsh. I'm here to talk to you today all about getting that 90-day fiancé visa so that your fiancé from a foreign country can come to the United States and marry you within 90 days of his or her arrival into the U.S. This is going to, today what we're going to go over are just the basics to really help you understand more or less, do I want to apply for the visa? Or do I want to go for what's called consular processing and just go for the green card and stay separated while the process is pending? And the short answer to that question, should I do consular processing with my, you know, at that time it would have to be your spouse, or do I want to wait to marry my fiance in the United States and then apply for a green card in the US, really comes down to your preferences. But it also comes down to the processing times for your specific home, for your fiance's home country or for your future spouse's home country. For example, right now I'm filming this and recording this in 2023, and fiance visas are still being processed a little bit faster in Mexico. For example, if your fiance lives in Mexico, it's going to be a little bit faster to process it through a K-1 visa than it would be if we just did the whole green card process. The nice thing about that is it's going to get your fiance here faster so the two of you can be together quicker. But the bad news is that you have to do both processes, the fiance portion, and then once she's here or he's here in the US, then you'll have to go through the green card portion. And if you hire an immigration lawyer like me, that's going to cost you twice, essentially, because we charge, it's almost the same process to apply for the green card as it is for the fiance visa. So we end up charging you almost twice for one green card, because we got to get the visa and then the green card if you go the visa route. So in full disclosure, it really may make more sense financially for you to go through the consular processing route rather than the fiance visa route. But if you're like me, when I first fell in love, I married a military man. I wanted to be with him right away. I didn't want to spend any time apart. And we ended up getting engaged just a few months after we met and married not long after that because of military reasons. And because I didn't want to be apart from my fiance and then my husband. So if you're like me and you're wanting to be together right away, or perhaps you're just really wanting to get started, this is going to be a great show, a great episode for you, because we're going to go through the very specific steps for going through the fiancé visa component, okay? Now, if you want, you can also reach out to me at New Frontier Immigration Law at my law firm, and we can send you information about how to do the consular processing component. If you watch this video and decide, I don't want to do the fiancé visa route, I want to do the green card route instead. So let's get into the fiancé visa portion right now. There are really three requirements for being able to get a fiancé visa. This is the same visa that's become popular through the TV show 90 Day Fiancé. The reason they call it 90 Day Fiancé is because you get into the U.S. I mean, I haven't actually watched the show, but I'm guessing it's because once you get into the U.S., you have to get married within 90 days of arriving in the U.S. on this visa. Okay, they may have other components to the show, but that's one of the rules for the visa. But let's talk about eligibility. Who is allowed to apply for a fiancé visa? And it's very specific people. It's only U.S. citizens. So if you are a lawful permanent resident, you cannot apply for a fiancé visa. You would have to actually marry your spouse, your fiancé, and go through the consular processing route. You cannot do a K-1 visa if you are not a U.S. citizen. So if you're thinking, you know, I really want to do a K-1 visa for my fiance. We are not able to get married. I'm not able to travel to his or her home country for work or for whatever reason. Then you would want to look into naturalizing and becoming a U.S. citizen and then applying for the K-1 visa. Okay. So that's rule number one. That's requirement number one is you have to be a U.S. citizen in order to apply for K-1 visa. Rule number two is you have to both be legally able to marry. So that's going to be based on U.S. law, not your home country's law for your fiance. It's based on U.S. law. Are you legally able to be married? So it's going to include things like age, and you can't be currently married to anyone else. So if you're in the divorce process, you need to have that divorce finalized. It's totally fine for you to already be engaged to someone else. There's no rules against that while your divorce is still pending. But in order for you to go through with the fiance visa component, you have to be eligible to marry as soon as they get to the U.S. And you also have to be eligible to marry while you're applying for the visa. So you can't be in divorce proceedings and be going through this fiance visa process. Last but not least is you need to have met in person at least one time in the past 2 years. Okay. So you have to have seen each other in person, you can't do it on FaceTime. You have to have been in person in real life in the past 2 years, at least one time. This, and you also have to have the genuine desire to marry for love, not for immigration papers. Okay. So those are kind of like your basic bottom line. You've got to have these components. You've got to have these ingredients for a K-1 visa to work. Next up, how does the process work? Let's say that you've seen each other in the past 2 years. And honestly, you know, just to give you even more context, if you haven't been able to see each other in the past 2 years, there's actually an exception to it where you show that there's been some very, very, very good reason for why you haven't been able to see each other in the past 2 years. And I have won cases like that. One person, it was the pandemic. It had been 3.5 years since they had seen each other. And because of work requirements for the U.S. citizen, he was in the military. He could not travel back to the Middle East where his fiance was. And so by the time we applied for the fiance visa, it had been 3.5 years since he had last seen her. But we provided a really compelling explanation for why he hadn't been able to travel to see her, and her K-1 visa was approved, and you know, got a happily ever after story there. So if you're someone like that, where maybe you haven't been able to meet that requirement, don't lose hope. The two really, really major requirements are that you're a U.S. citizen who's petitioning, and you got to be able to get married. You got to be able and eligible to be able to get married right when you're filing. Okay. So what's the process like? A lot of people are kind of confused about the process, and it is, it's really straightforward. It's really simple and direct. It just has, what I imagine, like, you know, like a ladder climbing up, and then you have to walk across to then go get to the second ladder to go up to the roof. Okay. That would be how I would describe this process. And it goes like this. You file an I-129F, that's a fiancé visa application. The U.S. citizen does it on behalf of the fiancé. You prove how in love you are. You prove that you've seen each other in the past 2 years in real life. And you prove that you're both eligible to be married and any of the other requirements that the form asks for. You send that off. You pay the filing fee. And about 10 months later or less, it is the processing time that I'm used to seeing. It could be different when you're watching this, but about 10 months later, we usually see an approval come through. I've never had a fiancé visa denied, but I suppose that could also be when a denial comes through. So you're going to get a decision in less than a year. Let's just call it that. Although that does vary. So please keep that in mind. What happens next? This is the part where people get very alarmed. So if you're watching this and you're like, you know, what's going on with my case, once you get the approval notice, there's a little bit of a lag time because the approval notice comes from USCIS, which is here in the US, and it adjudicates all these different petitions, including fiancé visa requests, applications. Then USCIS has to send the case, once it's approved, to the Department of State in your fiancé's home country. So it's got to send it from one government branch in the US to another government. It's not really a branch, but another government office in your fiancé's home country. In that process, although it's like clicks of buttons, the processing time, people, like, they get really stressed out that nothing has happened because there's a couple weeks, maybe a month in between when you get your approval notice and when you get your notice from the Department of State, the National Visa Center, really saying, you know, your case is now open and you can start step two. So that's why I describe this process as you go up the ladder. This is you file for your I-129F, you file for the fiancé visa. Let's say it's approved. Then you have to wait a little bit. So you have to walk across the rooftop and get to the next ladder to go up to the very top of the roof, which is where the fiancé visa actually is. But you go through this process. You work with the consulate. You do the application process there. They ask for very specific things. So you'll want to be very responsive and get originals that are requested and stuff like that. And then you're going to go in for, your fiancé is going to go in for an interview. Your fiancé will be asked various questions just to make sure that everything is on the up and up. The visa will be granted. He or she will be able to come to the United States after that. And within 90 days, the two of you need to get married. If you don't get married, it's okay. That's no problem. It's not mandatory that you get married, but his or her stay is only authorized for 90 days. So when he or she comes into the country, she's only going to have 90 days of permission to be here. And if she overstays that, either because the two of you have not gotten married, or even if you have, you still have to do what's the next step. And that's applying for the green card. Okay. So you do the fiancé part, you get the visa to come here to the country, you enter the country saying, I want to enter not because I'm a tourist. And that's where a lot of people get into trouble, is they enter the country to get married and start the green card process on their tourist visa, when what they really should be doing is entering the country on a fiancé visa. And then you don't have any fraud or misrepresentation issues by entering with the fiancé visa versus a tourist visa. Okay, so it's a really important piece here, because later on, if you enter with a tourist visa and you knew that you were going to get married and you knew that you were going to do the green card process, you're likely going to run into a fraud and misrepresentation ground of inadmissibility. This is just fancy words for saying the government could find that you committed a fraud or misrepresentation by saying, hi, I'm here, I have my tourist visa, I'm just coming to be a tourist. When really, in your heart, you were entering the United States to come here and get married and to build a life with your new husband, okay, or new wife. You're going to have to file what's called a 601 waiver for fraud and misrepresentation if that is in fact the case for you. By contrast, however, if you enter with this fiancé visa, you can come, you can get married. Everybody understands that you have the intent not only to get married, but very likely to apply for a green card. So you're not going to have a fraud and misrepresentation issue on this specific piece, because everyone knows this is exactly why you're here and this is exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. And everyone said two thumbs up, you're good to go. Okay. So after you get the fiancé visa, you enter the country, you get married, now it's time to apply for the green card. The green card process is probably going to take, right now it's very fast. It takes less than 6 months for a decision to be made on most of the green card applications that I'm filing. So that is such good news for people, because you get here and right away you can apply to work and you can apply for your green card. Those are the things that you apply for right away. And within just a matter of months, this wasn't always the case. During the pandemic, it was taking 2+ years for people to get their green card issued. But right now, the government's really sped things along, and it's just taking less than 6 months in most cases. Okay. Now, if you want to do this process, but you don't want to apply for your green card from the US, let's say you enter the US on your fiancé visa, you get married, but you want to return home. Maybe you've got a job. Maybe you've got other things in life going on. You can absolutely consular process. This is if you have kids, for example, and you have kids in your home country from a prior marriage, perhaps, or even from your existing marriage, and you just wanted to enter and get married and go back because you were going to live in your home country for a little while you go through the green card process, through consular processing, that's totally fine too. Because again, it's not required that you get married within 90 days. It's just that you have 90 days to do this on this visa. Otherwise, you got to go home. That's what the government is saying, basically. If you have any questions and you want help with this process, we do this every single day. I love doing fiancé visas because everyone's so in love and they're excited to get here into the US. And I remember exactly what that was like. I've been married for almost 20 years and I still remember falling in love and being engaged. And I didn't know it at the time because when you're falling in love, you don't realize that you're falling in love for the very last time. And when you then get engaged and you get married, you realize I've fallen in love for the very last time. And that's wonderful. I'm very happy that this was my one true love. And for you, I hope that this is your one true love. And if you need any help in getting connected here in the US on a fiancé visa, or if you just want to do consular processing, you would rather not go through the 10 or so months that it's probably more even like a year that it's going to take you to get the fiancé visa and you just want a consular process instead, get the green card, enter with it right away. I am here to help you. I'm attorney Hillary Walsh at New Frontier Immigration Law. I hope this has been helpful and I hope that you live a little bit more free today. Thanks so much and I'll see you around. My friend, I'm so glad you joined me today. If you have a friend or family member who may need some immigration law guidance or even just day-to-day encouragement, please send them a text or email or a DM on social media and say, hey, I think this podcast is going to help you. I sure wish someone had given me the tips I'm sharing here years and years ago when I was starting out as an immigration lawyer. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Adios.